Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
For the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa, good morning. It is terrible to watch what is happening to Florida right now. I mean, again, in less than 2 weeks, they're going to be hit with another major hurricane.
Oh, wow.
I mean, Helene just hit less than 2 weeks ago, and now this hurricane, Hurricane Milton, could be worse.
Really?
It was downgraded to a Category 4 last night. But I'm reading that it could rebound to a Category 5 at some point today. Every time, it just keeps growing in size. And so when it eventually hits land, makes landfall, and it's supposed to make landfall tomorrow at some point, it's just so big. It's going to hit so much of the Gulf Coast. We don't know exactly where. It could be anywhere. I mean, they're worried about Tampa. They're worried about Fort Myers. I mean, the cone is, you never know where it's going to hit. The cone shifts.
I always feel so bad for people living in the South, especially at this time of year when they just start to get all these storms.
And it looks like that people are taking it seriously. Evacuations, like large scale evacuations are happening. People getting out of Florida, both highways in both directions are open. Everybody's just going north.
Oh, good.
They've opened up the shoulders so more cars can fit. And they're just all, I mean, slowly, but they're just all trying to get out of Florida.
Good. I know like a lot of us here, too, like have relatives that have moved down to Florida. So it's good to know at least that the roads are open. People are going. People are leaving. They're taking it seriously.
Yeah, I have two aunts that live in that area, in the Fort Myers area.
Mm-hmm.
I think one lives just south of Tampa. I should check in with them or check in with my mom to see.
Yeah, see how they're doing.
To see what they're doing. Yeah, I mean, they just went through this.
That's crazy.
Just a couple of weeks ago.
I hope that it keeps downgrading. I hope that it doesn't ramp back up and hopefully it stops growing in size.
Yeah, when it hits, they're anticipating when it hits tomorrow, it could be a Category 3 by that point because as it gets closer to land, it will weaken. But I mean, that it's still going to bring like so much rain.
Yeah.
Like 12, 15 inches of rain.
Especially to somewhere that just experienced such a gnarly storm.
Exactly. For an area that hasn't cleaned up from its last storm.
Yeah. Hasn't even had time to recuperate yet.
You've got debris flying everywhere and it's just really sad to see what's happening in Florida. So we'll keep watching and good vibes. We should get some good vibes going.
Yeah, I think we need some of those.
That's what we should do. Good vibes this morning coming up at 6:55. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Nathan is on with us. He's from Eastlake. Nathan, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Share your good vibe with us.
Have you guys ever seen those videos on TikTok of dogs using those buttons to communicate?
Yes.
I just got a puppy like 2 months ago, and it took me less than a day to teach him how to use those buttons.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious. He is the cutest little thing. He's only 6 months old. Just a few days ago, he turned 6 months. And he tells me when he wants food, when he needs to go outside, when he wants water, when he wants to play.
Do you think he's actually using them, like, correctly? Like, he's actually asking you for those things when he presses those buttons?
Absolutely. Yeah, when his food, when his bowl is empty, there's no food in it, that's when he'll use the food button to say, hey, I need some food. Or when I'm ignoring him on the couch on my phone, that's when he starts hitting the let's play button, because that's when he wants to play and I have to get on the floor and tug on the rope.
Okay, so for us non-TikTok users, what is this? Is this like a mat or something that you can buy? You can actually buy this like at Petco or something like that?
I'm not sure where you buy it. Nathan, where'd you get yours?
I got mine on Amazon. I just got these buttons that you can record anything you want on them. So I use them to record me saying stuff. And then they say it when you hit the button.
Yeah. And then so you put them on the floor and the dogs can hit these buttons when they want something specific. And usually it honestly does take a while for the dogs to learn how to use them. But heck, Nathan's dog learned right away.
In less than a day, just a few hours. It was nuts.
Nathan, your dog is like a prodigy.
I think so. He's a cute little prodigy.
Your dog is the young Sheldon of puppies. Did you not like that reference, Alyssa?
I don't watch Young Sheldon.
Oh, you just didn't get the reference.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
I'm not on TikTok, and you don't watch Young Sheldon. That's the difference between us.
It's a generational thing.
Yeah, it's a generational thing.
Thank you, Nathan, for calling up and sharing your good vibe this morning.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Call up and share yours. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good to have you here this morning. Playoff baseball. Are we having fun yet?
I don't know. That wasn't very fun last night. I wasn't having a good time.
How much did you get to see yesterday?
You know, you would actually be proud of me. That stadium, that ballpark was so loud last night.
Yep.
So loud. Just people cheering, not fireworks this time. But I was like, I'm having FOMO. I got to see what's going on. I turned the game on the TV. I was watching baseball on the television. I made it maybe three innings.
I'm out.
There was no score.
Right.
The whole time I was watching.
Which made it very torturous for all of us.
And then I kept refreshing the score on my phone to just like keep up with it that way. So I did see what was going on.
Yeah, I'm so torn. I mean, first of all, the difference between these first two games. Game one was just a major party on Saturday because the game was over in the first inning and everybody just partied the entire way.
Morale was high from inning one.
Yesterday, I mean, it was fun, and I was having fun. I listened to most of the game because I was running around chauffeuring the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so cool because the fans were so into it. Like, every time that we would remove a pitcher and put a new pitcher in, standing ovations for those pitchers. It was great.
Seriously, my fiance and I were sitting there. We turned on the game and saw that it was 0-0, and we were like, we figured they had to be up by like 12 at this point for how loud the ballpark was.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh my God, nobody's even scored yet?
The vibes were good.
Well, that's good.
You know what I realized is I have this bad habit. I was biting my fingernails throughout the afternoon. Like I was just like tearing fingernails up. Like, look at this.
October baseball will do that to you.
I guess so. Do you have anything like that?
I just do it constantly. You don't want to see mine.
Oh, you bite your fingernails too?
All the time.
Okay. But you're not watching Guardians games.
No, I'm just an anxious person.
I only do it watching Guardians games.
Well, that's good for you. At least you have a time limit.
But yeah, we're going to game three. I'm not worried.
So game three, are they still going to be here? Are they going to Detroit?
Going to Detroit on Wednesday, tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
3 o'clock game.
Okay. So that's, you know what? That's okay.
And Alyssa is getting ready to get out of town because she's going to get married this weekend. So maybe that's why you're biting your fingernails for a completely different reason. Like, you're getting married on Friday. Maybe that's what...
It could be that.
Subconsciously, that's what you're worried about this week.
I mean, I'm not proud to say it. I'm 31 years old and I've just never stopped biting my... Like, this isn't... This isn't a nervous habit. This is just a habit at this point.
Alyssa and I did a deep dive, I guess you could say, on her upcoming wedding. So we talk about her going to Vegas, what she has planned over the next few days.
Mm-hmm.
And then my wife joined us to reminisce about when we got married in Vegas back in 2007.
I still think it is so funny that you guys did the same thing.
Yeah. And you can hear all of these stories. It is on our newest podcast that just dropped this morning. It's called Can't Read, Can't Write. And you can find it on our podcast page where we also post this radio show, the Q Morning Show on Demand. You can find it wherever you get podcasts. So Apple, or if you listen to us on the free Odyssey app, you can find our podcast there as well. The Q Morning Show on Demand. Can't Read, Can't Write. The episode is called Waking Up in Vegas. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, group therapy this morning. Is it a workplace dilemma? Is it a relationship dilemma? As I look over this, it might be both.
It's both?
It's a workplace relationship dilemma. Matthew in Beachwood, good morning.
Morning. Thank you guys for having me on.
What's going on?
So I want to ask this girl out, but the problem is I work with her.
Oh.
Yeah. She's like, her name's Samantha. Super cool girl. We really vibe. Every time we're in the office together, the chemistry is insane. And I really want to make the move because I think we could have something really special. But it always gets weird when it's at work and if things don't work out, you don't want the office to feel like, you know, awkward.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, my first question, do you have any policy at your office that says that you cannot date your coworkers? Because I know that that's a thing in some workplaces.
Yeah, no, I was worried about that. So I reread the company handbook, actually, and I didn't see anything about workplace relationships.
Okay.
Not to mention, there's two people in the office who are already dating, and it's common knowledge, but it doesn't seem like it's an issue. So I think it's fine.
You know, Matthew, so you read a handbook. There's no video that you have to watch for this or anything like that at your work?
No, it's just the one company handbook. And the company is pretty, like, chill overall. Like, it's a cool place to work. But I just wanted to play it safe. It's more like if things get awkward between us, you don't want to jeopardize your job or like jeopardize like your standing in the company. You know what I mean?
Absolutely not. And the reason I bring up this video, Matthew, is because did you have to watch this video in the last couple of weeks,
yeah,
Alyssa?
I did.
The Odyssey Anti-Harassment and Discrimination Training. So they actually have a video where they have actors. Actually, I think it's the scenario that you just described.
It's like role-playing.
It's this guy that asked this girl out at work, and she was very uncomfortable. And I didn't think he was out of line. I thought he was very nice, and I felt bad for the guy. But at the same time,
I felt bad for the girl, too.
It's like, I am never going to ask anybody to do anything around here. I was very scared by that video.
Yeah.
You said that you guys have, like, really good chemistry. Does she, like, seem like she's actually, like, into you, though?
We're definitely super friendly, but I also feel like it's hard to tell when you're at work. Like, we'll go out for drinks with some of our other coworkers, and we'll hang out, like, with other people, but we've never hung out one-on-one.
And how do you know she's not just being incredibly nice and being friendly to coworkers?
Right. I was going to say, as a woman who has been on the other side of this, I can tell you, I feel like you got to really be sure that she is into you before you make any moves, because it could get very awkward. She could just be being friendly with you as a coworker.
I just don't want to make her feel uncomfortable.
Right.
Just like you said. Yeah. So that, I just really can't decide if it's worth it.
That's good that you don't want to make her feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. But you also don't want to pass up a potential opportunity if you think that you could have something really special with her.
216-474-0104. I think my advice for Matthew would be to not go for it. Although I'm just thinking of some new advice that I want to give him. So give me a second on that. What do you think Matthew should do? Do you think he should go for it? Do you think he should hold back? Do you have another suggestion for him? We could get a love connection going at work. 216-474-0104, the Q Morning Show. Everybody at Barking Tipsy. Everybody at Barking Tipsy. Q104, 104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, it's group therapy this morning for Matthew in Beachwood, who claims that he is vibing with someone at work right now and wants to know if it's okay if he asks her out.
They work together, so it could get a little awkward if she says no. That's the problem.
And our advice for Matthew, and I'm not seeing anybody on the text machine that's disagreeing with me, our advice to Matthew is don't do it.
Don't do it. It's not worth it.
And maybe this is just because I watched this. Our company is Odyssey. I watched their harassment and discrimination video within the past couple of weeks. And I've seen it now four times in the 3 years that I've worked here for some reason. And it just scares me. It scares me. It's to the point where I don't even want to talk to a member of the opposite sex anywhere in this in this building. I'm just afraid.
That's an issue in and of itself, Bill.
So no, I would say it's not worth it. Now, if you are, because he did mention that they go out for drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're out for drinks one night and it's just the two of you and she leads it into that direction, then okay.
Yeah, then I say shoot your shot.
But I wouldn't force it.
But unless, my whole thing is like, unless he is utterly positive that she likes him like that, that she's into him like that, then I think he's got to be really careful. And he certainly can't ask her out at the office.
No.
He's got to wait till the next time they go to happy hour drinks or something.
Don't be on company property. Mm-mm. Don't send a work email.
Oh my God, could you imagine?
The only helpful advice that I could think of was he did mention that there is a couple in the workplace where he works. There's somebody else that dates. Maybe he asks that guy, like, hey, what would your advice be? You're dating someone here in the office.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'm interested in so-and-so. What do you think I should do? Like, how did you do it?
Right.
That's the only thing that I can think of.
Or he could just totally go rogue and send a Google meeting invite, and that can be his date request to her.
Oh, that would be terrible.
Just put it on the calendar.
Have you ever dated someone at work?
No.
Never?
No,
you've never done it?
No, I've never done that. Even like in college, I never did that.
Have you ever had someone that you worked with let you know that they're interested in you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's why I feel like I'm taking such a strong stance here, because being on the other side of that and as somebody that has had to shoot people down, it's uncomfortable. It makes it weird.
Have you ever been remotely interested in the guy that has asked you out?
No.
Okay.
No. Nope. I always like, I'm just like, oh, everybody's my friend. And then all of a sudden I get the vibes where I'm like, uh-oh, that I wasn't trying to convey that. That's my bad. Sorry. And it probably wasn't even my bad, but.
Okay. Yeah. I actually did have. I did date someone that I worked with. This was when I was first starting out in radio. However, we're out of time. I cannot tell you that story right here. We will have to put a pin in that.
Ah, you're going to make me wait.
Yeah, we'll save it for another day.
Okay.
I mean, we'll be here tomorrow.
That is true.
Chances are. The Q Morning Show, Q104.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Cindy in West Park, good morning.
Good morning.
Cindy is going to take on Alyssa today. The pressure's off, Cindy. The win streak was broken yesterday.
Okay.
So we're starting back to zero here for Alyssa. But let's not let her get on another win streak, okay?
I'll do my best.
Let's see if she can lose two in a row. I have three general knowledge trivia questions. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Here is question number one. His birthday was yesterday. He was an original judge on American Idol and currently a judge on America's Got Talent.
Simon Cowell.
Question two. The Joker 2 is in theaters right now. The Joker is a villain and the arch nemesis of what superhero?
Batman.
And question three. There are four original colors of Starburst candy. Red, orange, yellow, and...
Red, orange, yellow, and pink.
Cindy, you nailed all three.
Oh, okay. I have a feeling she will, too.
You have a feeling she's going to get all three?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Let me get her back in the studio.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
We'll see how she does.
Okay.
I'm not so sure. I don't think she knows her superheroes very well. And I haven't worked with her that long. I don't know how she feels about candy.
I mean, Starburst are pretty good.
Hello, Alyssa.
Hello.
Meet Cindy in West Park.
What's up, Cindy in West Park? How are you this morning?
Hi, Alyssa. I'm all right. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well.
Cindy did an incredible job.
Uh-oh.
She got all three questions right.
Come on, Cindy.
I'm sorry.
You're making my job hard. It's early in the morning.
Here we go with your three questions, Alyssa. I'm not going to score you throughout the entire way. We'll just get through your questions and then we'll see what happens at the end. Question number one, his birthday was yesterday. He was an original judge on American Idol and currently a judge on America's Got Talent.
Simon Cowell.
Question two, the Joker 2 is in theaters right now. The Joker is a villain and the arch nemesis of what superhero?
Batman.
I didn't think you would know that one.
Really? Are you serious?
No, I didn't. I wasn't under the impression that you knew your superheroes.
I don't, but I don't live under a rock.
And question three, there are four original colors of Starburst candy. Red, orange, yellow, and...
Pink.
Ah.
I knew it.
She got all three.
Okay, all right. I'll take a tie. I'll take a tie. It's as good as I was going to do today.
I really thought some of those questions would be difficult for you.
Nope, nope. I know my candy. I know my pop culture.
Well, Cindy, you did as good as you could by getting all three. Unfortunately, it's a tie today.
Yeah.
All ties go to Alyssa, but we do have a Q104 pack of...
Mr. Hero combo meals.
I'll take it. My name is Cindy, and I flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Dua Lipa, it's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So we learn new words on this show. That's what we do. It's kind of like the adult version of Sesame Street.
Kind of. Yeah, especially with all the Gen Z and now Gen Alpha slang.
Right.
And you have two boys, 9 and 13, that are the perfect candidates to fill us in on what's hip with the kids.
Yes, because there's a new word that I've heard my boys say, and all the other words that we've learned so far, like
Rizzler.
Yeah. What the Sigma.
Ohio. You know, that's a slang term now for kids. Ohio.
Skibbity toilet Riz.
I still don't know what that means. I'm going to be honest.
Well, that's cap.
That's cap?
That's cap. Dead ass. I don't know what that is.
We called your youngest, Drew, and I asked him straight up, what is skibbity toilet? And he just laughed at me.
But there's this new word that they've been using, chat. So I want to ask Will about that.
Like chat, like when you chat with somebody?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Like chat GPT or whatever. I don't know. I don't know if it has anything to do with that. Will's my 13-year-old. He's on hold right now. Will, hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Good morning, son.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Pretty good.
Are you ready for an incredible day of school?
Yeah.
Say good morning to Alyssa.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning, Will.
What's up?
William, we have a question for you. There's another word that I've been hearing that I need to ask you about.
Okay.
Chat. What is chat?
So chat is like a slang word. It's kind of a slang word in our generation. It's like, do you know what Twitch is?
Do I know what Twitch is?
Like the gaming platform, like that people will stream on? Yeah.
Yeah. So like when people are streaming, there's a chat where people can live, like, respond, like, saying stuff like, can you play this game, or,
yeah, they
like,
can,
what's your opinion on this?
People who are watching the Twitch stream can interact with the actual streamer, and,
yeah,
you can put in messages back and forth. So that's called chat.
Yeah.
Okay, now why are people using that word, though? Like, use chat in a sentence.
You don't really use chat, but it's like, if I was a streamer and you were in my chat, I would ask, like, chat, what should I do next or something?
Okay, so by saying chat, he's addressing everybody that's watching.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, Will, I have heard you use the word chat. Like chat, we're going to go to the football game on Friday night.
Can I just do that?
What?
Because I see a lot of YouTube videos of streamers just saying chat, and I kind of...
Oh.
It's something that I kind of say to myself.
Gotcha. All
right. So it's kind of like addressing the room.
Yeah,
I'm going to school.
Now, wait a minute, Will. Is this just something that you're doing, or this is something that all Gen Z and Gen Alpha are doing? They're using the word chat.
I don't think that all Gen Alpha and Gen Z are using it, but I'd say, like, streamers, and I just use it to talk to myself.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Okay.
Will is the chat.
All right, watch out, because Will either might be starting his own vocabulary trend, or...
Or maybe he's the next big streamer, and he's just practicing.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for clearing that one up.
Yeah, okay.
Have a great day at school today.
Thanks.
Love you, bye.
Love you, too.
I can only imagine the conversations that we're going to have as adults.
Oh, you're not going to know what's going on. You're not going to understand what he's saying.
I don't now. Dasha. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So, Charlie Puth, I think he has his own TV show now. I think that's why I've been seeing so much of him. He's been doing a bunch of interviews.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Charlie Puth Show. I believe it's on the Roku channel.
Are you serious? Are you punking me?
No, I'm serious.
So that's a real thing. Okay.
Like, I haven't seen the show, but there is the Charlie Puth Show.
Okay.
And it's out there. I firmly believe he's one of the nicest guys in the music industry.
He seems like a really good dude.
I think so. And so he's been doing all these interviews, and I heard one where he's revealing information. He just got married last month.
Oh, okay. Newlyweds.
Yeah, so he started dating this girl named Brooke Sansone back in 2022. And then they got engaged in September of last year. And they just got married in September last month.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that he's actually known this girl, Brooke, his entire life.
Really?
Like when he was kids, when they were kids.
Oh, so they go, like, way back.
So his dad and Brooke's dad have known each other since, like, third grade. And so they kind of grew up together.
They're, like, practically family.
Yes. He joked and said this is pretty much an arranged marriage.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
But they didn't actually start dating until 2022.
Which is crazy that he's known her his whole life.
His whole life.
And they just started dating 2 years ago.
So it just got me thinking, has anyone ever reconnected with someone that you knew as a kid? Like maybe you were in grade school together or you were family friends, like the Puths and the Sansones.
Right.
And it's romantic now. Now you're in a relationship. Now it's you're married.
Yeah, you're together.
Yeah. But you've known them your entire life almost.
Oh, that would be so dangerous. You would have so many stories about that person.
Yeah. So that's what I'm wondering about. 216-474-0104. If you fit that description, we would love to hear your story. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Thanks for being here.
Is it that sweet? I guess so.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, I was mentioning how I went down this Charlie Puth rabbit hole yesterday, and I learned things about Charlie Puth. He met, or I thought that he had met this girl named Brooke, and they started dating in 2022. They were engaged last year. They got married last month. And then I find out he has actually known Brooke his entire life because his dad, his dad and her dad are friends since they were like in third grade.
So they saw each other at like their most awkward middle school phase. Like they saw it all.
But it didn't become romantic until a few years ago. And I was just wondering, is there anyone listening who is in a relationship like that where you reconnected with someone romantically after a bunch of years? Valerie is listening to us in Avon. Valerie, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Is this your relationship right now?
It is, actually. And I'm so happy for Charlie.
tell us what happened to you.
Well, okay, so I'm originally from Peoria, and I went to school there until I was in eighth grade. And then my dad was transferred here, and I went to high school here. But when I lived in Peoria, there was a boy in my class, and his name was Ryan. And the class size was really small, but he was, you know, one of the boys, and he was basically my best friend that was a boy. Like, he had his friends, and I had my friends. Mm-hmm. But he also lived one street over from me, and sometimes we would hang out after school. We'd play Mario Kart at his house, and we would see each other in the summertime, too, and just hang out and talk, and it was a lot of fun. But like I said, I moved away when I was in eighth grade, and cut to a few years ago, my old elementary school was being torn down so that they could build a new school, and someone posted a picture of it on Facebook. And I commented on the pic and said how sad I was, you know, to see the building torn down. And this boy, Ryan, comments under my comment and makes a friend request. And we started chatting. And long story short, he moved here. We're married now. And we have a child.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that.
Okay, so how many years then from when you moved away in eighth grade, assuming you were 13 years old, until he made that comment on Facebook and you guys reconnected?
18 years. Because I was 13 away and 31 when he messaged me.
Oh my gosh.
And now he's uprooted his life. He lives here now.
You guys have a kid together.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I bet you never would have thought that in science class.
Not in a million years.
No.
But I'm so happy.
Oh, thank you, Valerie. Appreciate you calling up and sharing that story this morning.
Anytime.
The Q Morning Show, Q104.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 855 on Q104.
Let's go to Seven Hills so we can talk to Monica. Monica, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Share your good vibe with us.
The other night, I was putting my 6-year-old niece to bed. I was babysitting her. And before I left, she said, you're like my second mom.
Aww.
That was really sweet. It was so sweet. Oh, made me cry.
And is that your brother's daughter or your sister's daughter?
My brother's.
Did you tell your brother when he got home?
Yes, I did. They loved it. They loved it.
Because I would hate for your brother and your sister-in-law to get in a conversation. Do you think we don't spend enough time with our daughter?
Like, start panicking immediately.
I don't know.
Do you think we're asking Monica to watch our little daughter too much? They're spending too much time together.
It's probably because I brought her Oreos and they don't let her have them.
You know what? Whatever the reason, we're not asking questions here.
Right?
That's great. It takes a village, Monica. So I'm glad you're helping out with raising the little one. Thanks for calling in and sharing your good vibe.
Yeah, thank you.
If it makes you happy, it makes us happy. Good vibes, 216-474. 0104. You can call, you can text. The Q Morning Show, Q104.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.